This is an audio file, and I want to share it with you. I want to say this to you. Timing is everything, and confusion is an asset used by the people that control things. And we know the people that control things to manipulate the world. We are in the process of harvesting trillions of dollars of the baby boomer retirement savings. They've been conned to these 10K, RA, RE-K, and basically stock market investments disguised as retirement funds. As I've been telling you for years, what I do is absolute balls-to-wall speculating gambling. The only way to describe it, with a high percentage chance of loss. Your retirement savings, I've always insisted, doesn't belong in anything I do. Doesn't belong in, except maybe zero coupon bonds, but in U.S. government securities, treasuries. That's the only safe place for your money. Not gold, not silver. Cash in your mattress to some extent, but U.S. government securities and the instruments. We are getting ready, by the way, this is your fair warning, that now we're approaching 5% on the 30-year bond to do the zero coupon principal portion only. Interest rates are going to go higher. And the reason why is there's $1 trillion in debt held by China that they're going to go ahead and use a weapon of war, and they've already started liquidating it. Okay, by the way, it's the only asset they have. Now, let me explain to you about, I try to take these moments to share with you, to elucidate you complicated concepts. Okay, you got a trade war. The trade war is causing the stock market to swoon. So if I got a stock market swooning and predicting a depression, why am I doing the oil trade? Because it's a short-term, long-term. Let me explain. This trade war will resolve itself in the next 90 days. China cannot afford to lose its customers that buy 70% of its goods, period, end of statement. So what's going to happen is the trade wars and tariffs will alleviate the pressure on the market, is the best way to put it. But that is a temporary phenomenon. What you must understand is the double bubble. So what's happening is people are getting in now. People are trying to buy on the bottom. People are selling on the bottom. The market gyrations are shaking everyone out no matter what your position is. We see a resolution to the trade war in the medium term. That looks in the next 90 days. That will cause a relief rally in the market where all the buy on the bottom pickers will think they pick smart, okay? This is where the trick comes in. So then they'll take the market up. You'll have a nice little rally. Oil will do a zoom, zoom, zoom. Look, I'm looking for oil to go to $80 to $90 a barrel basis, Brent, very soon. We're at, as I'm speaking right now, touching over 75 and looking very strong this morning. I'm sorry, 65. Headed towards 65, looking very strong this morning. I see $70, $80 barrel oil out of this trade when the time limits of our near horizons. This will come as trade deals are made with Europe, trade deals are made with Australia, South Korea, North Korea. None of them can say no. You can't tell your best customer no. Now, listen to me. You understand that this is a tax on consumption, which is what America needs. Americans choose to consume too much. America's food supply is not going to be affected by sanctions, unless you're worried about avocados out of Mexico. America's energy supplies are not going to be affected by sanctions. There's plenty of oil in America, okay? So what is going to be affected? Well, it's automobiles ultimately will be manufactured in the United States will be affected. It's the consumer goods. This is a tax on consumption, and that's what you want to tax. So if you're not consuming, you're not buying a new VCR, a new TV, a new latest, greatest gizmo, you know, digital-controlled refrigerator, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you. This is a tax on the overamping of the consumer market. The consumer market needs to be shut down. Americans have put themselves deeply in debt for plastic Chinese dog shit, okay, for telephones. I mean, I got people who can't afford to feed their families working the most menial jobs that get the latest, greatest cell phone. It's unbelievable. People in Brazil and the rest of the world are selling their bodies for phones. In India, young schoolgirls are selling their eggs to fertility clinics so they can buy a cell phone. Does that make any fucking sense to you? Of course not. So you've got this consumer economy that the world has moved to that will end in disaster. Are you following me here? You really need to listen. This is gold. This is what you pay me to do. This is what... trading is all about, and that is turning the now into, I always tell people, you know, I don't look backwards. Last week, blah, blah, I don't give a shit about last week. I don't give a shit about an hour ago. I barely give a shit about now. I give a shit about the future. That's where I am laser focused. Hear my words. This is very important stuff. So what's happening is, it's a consumption tax. America has depleted its wealth and given it to the Chinese, who are using it to build a military, to buy Chinese dog shit at subsidized prices. It's really cheap stuff. The goods coming into America, by the way, you shop outside of America, you'll understand what I'm saying. America is the greatest shopping bargain in the world. Americans pay the lowest price for everything. But that's because they're being tricked into selling their souls, not to the company store, to the Walmart store, to the Sam's Club, to these ridiculous consumer items that are dog shit and worthless and going to break in a few months anyway. So tariffs are a consumption tax, but you want to ease into it. Trump now reversed and understands that he's going to have to negotiate, you know, bilateral. He cannot do a unilateral sanctions against everyone and take on the world. The world realizes it can't lose the U.S. consumer market, so everyone's going to concede. The U.S. consumer market is going to be less buyers for things. Consumers have to understand for the excess buying, they'll pay more. Look, the food supply prices will moderate. They will solve themselves. Automobiles, I regard automobiles as a major consumer item. Let me tell you why. Most Americans, except for the hippy-dippy shits in the inner city hell holes, liberal bastions I call them, have to rely upon their automobile to go to work, okay? Public transportation is not viable for 80% of the workers in America. So the car has to be solved, and it will be. The sanctions against Mexico parts coming to U.S. manufacturers will be reduced to zero. U.S. manufacturers, by the way, there's plenty of automobile assembly plants idled that can quickly turn back on. Turn on the electricity, put a few new robots in there, and away you go. So that's going to solve itself. Let me tell you the perspective. So the stock market is going to rally on that, but the longer-term trend is liquidation. The longer-term trend is that stocks are a bubble. The stock market wipeout will be triggered by sanctions taking a hold and the readjustment of the consumer economy. Profits are not going to be that good for U.S. companies, okay? They're going to have to swallow these fees and taxes, okay? It's that simple. Consumption tax shuts down the consumer economy, which needs to be done. The problem is, and JoJo, you listening, JoJo? You guys, JoJo, you made stupid decisions with Lehman Brothers and wiped out. Now, you're at Neuberger Berman, and you're making dumbest fucking decisions buying consumer debt. These guys are putting together for savings again. Well, the stock market's not doing so well. We're going to diversify into what? Buying existing consumer debt. CDOs all over again, and consumer debt will wipe out. Real estate. Real estate is a bubble. We need a real estate wipeout. You need to reset it and get these real estate prices down to more realistic levels. And that is going to happen in a real estate wipeout. 10 cents on the dollar property is coming. So in the near term, the sanctions will solve themselves. We'll get a nice little upward market, a nice little movement, strong movement upwards, okay? But there's no money to be made in that because you can't get in, you can't get out, you can't work it. So buying the dip is for dipshits. And the dipshits will be sucking in. They're going to buy the dips. The markets will go up and they're going to cheer how smart they are. And then the long-term tariffs will kick in. The economic reality that Americans are too deeply in debt and that there is a tax on consumption. A tariff is a tax on consumption. A tariff does not affect the existing things you own. A tariff does not affect your food supplies, your utility costs. Those will readjust downward greatly. So what's going to happen? Then we're headed into what will be an 18 or 20-year bear market. And that's where we make a fortune. So what are we doing? We're gearing now for the pop-up, which will bring oil prices higher. Now, let me give you a little bit about oil prices. Here, listen to me carefully. Oil prices are a function like any other mining operation of the cost. What does it cost to bring the oil to market? Oil is not subsidized, okay? It's too much oil. It's too big of a market. So you've got oil that went down in the 50s in crude light. Now, what did I see happen? Well, as you know, we bought the shit out of it. They wanged the market down, okay, and bang, 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 boom, 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 it went down hard. So what's happening now? Look at it. The market has rocketed off the bottom like I knew it would, like I told you it would, like I wanted you to buy it, okay? So you have to understand what we're doing. We're speculating on price. And it's a slam dunk. You know what I've seen happen the past week? I've seen the most incredible buying of oil by smart, very smart traders. The airlines are buying the shit out of oil. Shipping companies, the large consumer oils, refiners are buying the shit out of it. When Brent oil went down to $58 and $57 a barrel, that was $6 ago, my friends. Okay, the buyers swooped in and bought cargo. Russia's committed the most cargoes ever. Okay, they've committed a year in advance. China went in and bought all the available barrels it could, including Iranian oil. Now, why are they doing that? Their economy is shutting down. The Chinese know they're in a negotiation session. Okay, they're very smart negotiators. They negotiated America out of trillions of dollars. I mean, think about it. They did one hell of a job. And they know the party's over. So what's going to happen is this. There is no oil out there, by the way. Big oil companies are laying off 25% of the production crews as we speak. Okay? Wells are being shut down as we speak. The fracking wells that are due for refracking, they've canceled the fracking contracts. Are you hearing me? Fracking crews are going to go look for picking asparagus to replace the mojitos, the wetbacks. I mean, it is a transition that you don't understand the oil business. Okay, oil companies cannot afford to lose money in every barrel they produce. They operate on borrowed money. Borrowing costs are going up. Cash is becoming scarce. At $60 a barrel oil, U.S. production gets stopped. So Donald Trump can heal ballyhoo the 20-cent savings in gasoline, which is only temporary. How do you solve lower oil prices? By lower oil prices. What does that mean? That means that lower oil prices cuts off production and it creates a scarcity. And then all of a sudden, oil's in short supply and the price goes up. The boomerang. I've traded this a lifetime. So we are at a bottom. And yes, they slipped through my bottom when I declared it. Hell yeah, boo-hoo. Okay, your oil at $60 a barrel should have been the low. It went to 58. Okay, so I was off by $2-3. I bought the shit out of it. I recommended you do too. Stick to your buy. Stick to your buy because the bottom is definitely in. There's no chance oil could go back down. And let me tell you why. No one has any available oil. Oil shutting down. Production is closing off. Do you understand that? OPEC cannot produce oil at $60 WTI. Okay, they can't put it into the market. Okay, even if they have a low cost of oil like Saudi Arabia, the problem is that they can't budget their economy. So they may have the cheapest oil in the world, but they got the most debt against that cheap oil. They need $80 barrel oil. Now, there's one big event. Okay, no, not the stock market crash, not the tariff war. That is static. You're looking at blow and go New York style negotiation here, nothing more. There will be 10% duties. At the end of the day, you're going to come to a 10% duty, which will hardly be noticeable. Just a negotiation session. You go low, you go high, they go low. You know, that kind of shit. China cannot stop selling the United States. The cargo's at sea. People are refusing them. Look, if you've got a cargo coming from China, you are looking at a 20,000 average duty on that container. That now is a $200,000 duty. And guess what? These companies couldn't pay that if they wanted to. So what do you do? You say, fuck it. I'm not taking the cargo. Seize it. And that means those cargoes will end up being auctioned off for pennies on the dollar. See, it's a self-correcting mechanism. China cannot stand to lose. Look, you're your business, okay? Can you conceive any business that can overnight lose 70% of its customers and survive? I don't care how well capitalized you are, you can't do it. So what's going to happen? They will be forced to the negotiation. Duties will settle around 10%. And by the way, they should be. You know, in an ideal world, you bring all the goods into my country duty-free. I bring all the goods into your country duty-free. And the marketplace and most efficient manufacturers or sellers prevail. That's the free enterprise system that everyone's trying to kill. But let me tell you, the free enterprise system, the free markets always win. Always. Governments have tried to control markets forever. It's like controlling money. You want to control people's money. You want to control their bank accounts. You want to have a cashless society. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's impossible. Why? Because it's you're going to put a cop in every table, every dinner table, a policeman every door, and the policeman's got to eat. Okay, that's when the corruption comes in. Hear me. we're going to look for a huge snapback in the stock market. A huge one. Huge rally. Maybe even new highs. And what I'm gearing for, and we're going to be setting up Unit 4 as a combination oil trade and NASDAQ 100. Oil on the long side, NASDAQ 100 on the short side. We're doing the same thing in the unit trust number 3, which, I'm sorry, number 4. Number 5 is a trust I want to turn into the NASDAQ 100 trading. The unit holder's already approved it, so we'll be making an announcement. Unit 4, we've already done it, already funded it, and that is trading long oil, short Bitcoin. Okay, cash machine. Cash machine is basically trading the oil market. Now I'm going to look at trying to setting up a precious metal unit trust so we can decide and take advantage of the opportunities. Listen to me. I know what's going to happen. The trade will be settled. The stock market will do a zoom, zoom, zoom. Oil will come off of that because there's no more fear ridiculously being bought, paying. I was looking at some of these newsmatic commercials. They are selling with their silver 1 ounce gold eagle stamp bullshit, somebody's image on it, at $100 an ounce silver. They're selling gold on the basis of adding this false numismatic shit at $5,000 an ounce gold. It's not there. It's done. Oil. Oil is at $63 Brent. It's at $60 WTI. It can't stay in those prices. There is no way anyone can produce it that, okay? The backwardization in the market, well, they were, you know, the contango flip was from 63 going out a year to 53, okay, in the $10. You're now looking at that flip going 50 cents. They're not going to discount the crude that much, okay? They can't do it. They can't deliver it. It can't be done. It can't be produced. So if you're going ahead and shorting the market and selling into it, you're not going to be able to buy the cheap barrels because they're not going to be there. The production's not there. This is one of the greatest trades ever. Oil is going to zoom to $78 a barrel. Now, I told about the wild card. As I get excited here, I go ranting and raving. So listen to the tape twice to catch up with what I'm trying to do. I get so excited. I talk too fast. Sorry. Listen. Hear me. Please. Stay with me. You cannot ignore the one big oil deal. That is, Iran is about to go to war. They're about to be attacked. They're about to be sanctioned. The market cannot survive the Iranian oil removed from the market. OPEC? OPEC has no choice. They've got to defend price. They got to whip people back into their quotas. They are not going to put more oil into the market, despite all the bullshit. That's not going to happen. And that's going to be another shocker. So where are we at? I'll give it to you quickly. Nutshell. Summation. The summation is this. We are going to end up with this trade war resolved in 90 days. As people get in line, we'll end up with a $10 tariff duty, which will be absorbed by manufacturers. It'll be absorbed by importers. It'll be absorbed by wholesalers. And some will be passed along to the consumer. It is a tax on ridiculous overconsumption by the American public. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. Okay, it also stops the hemorrhage of U.S. money going to China. China is going to have to resolve itself that it's just not going to be able to steal as much money from America as it has for all these years. That's a good thing. That's something we want to see happen. So the stock market will celebrate the end of the trade wars. Then it will realize the U.S. economy is mired deep in debt, that the consumer is tapped out, that people are realizing luxury goods. Let me tell you, I talked to some luxury goods guys. The wealthy people are not buying those Rolex watches that you had to line up for and all these ridiculous prices and Gucci goo. A $3,000 purse? Give me a fucking break. I don't give a shit if it's made with gold thread. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's stupidness. Housing? $300,000 homes? Forget it. That's going bye-bye. Market can't stand it. You know, they talk, oh, there's so many new families. Let me tell you about housing. Housing shortages? Well, if the married couple gets married and moves in with grandma and grandpa, that's another housing unit off the market. Okay? If a retired guy was living in a 4,000 square foot house goes into a camper home, that's another housing removed off the market. Okay? If people downgrade from 4,000 square foot to 400, that's another downgrade. Okay? Housing demand is elastic as a result of price and availability. People turn, you know, their garages into housing units. People put caravans in their backyard. So this whole housing myth is just something that is ridiculous. The housing prices are too damn high. And by the way, you're now back up to a 7% 30-year mortgage. 7%. Okay, I remember when it was 4%. 7% 30-year mortgage. That in itself chokes off the market. So guys, you got to relax here. We want to be long oil. And we want to be short Bitcoin. We want to be short gold. And we want to wait for a pop to short the NASDAQ 100, which is ridiculous. These artificial intelligence stocks, give me a break. You know, these companies making the new generation of chips, give me a break. There's so much chip manufacturing coming on stream. There's so many people providing data centers, okay, that the price will drop like a rock. Why? They've overproduced. They're overproducing. These new artificial intelligence chips, overproduction. The data centers planned overproduction. There's so much funding for it that the Biden administration did that you're creating a glut. So understand that it's the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind. We are going to a stock market that will lose 90% of its value. Homes will sell for 10 cents on the dollar. And if you got the credit or you can prove any kind of source income, they'll give it to you with no money down and they'll suspend payments for a year. I'm telling you, I've done that many times. I've never, ever bought a piece of real estate that wasn't distressed. Not ever, not once. And we're headed for distressed. We're headed for distressed big time. Oil is absolutely vital. No matter how big your depression is, how big your wipeout, oil will be consumed. Oil is a part of life. It's like oxygen. It's like water. Okay, what do you need to eat? What do you need to live? Well, you need water. You need food. You need energy. Okay? And none of those things can you live without. So there is... Why? Well, if you can't heat your house, you're dead in the winter. You can't air condition the summer. You stroke out from heat stroke in the summer. Okay, these are realities. The days of chopping down wood in a log cabin for most people are over with. So we have a great, 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 great trade and a great opportunity because we understand what's coming. It's a Great Depression, smooth hauling, caused the Great Depression. It led to the stock market wipeout. It led to the housing wipeout. You know, houses fell to 10 cents on the dollar at that time. Okay, people's wages went to pennies. People worked for food. You're going back to that model. Do you hear me? You're going back to that model. Just look at the Great Depression and look at the starving people and look at the people that went to work a millionaire in the morning and you ended up in a soup kitchen in the winter. The wife went back to the farm in Iowa. The house was taken. The account was zero. That's where you're going. It's a model. We've been there before. Artificial intelligence refuses to acknowledge that. Okay, these guys are looking at, the dipper shit. Dip, 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 shit, dip, shit, dip, shit. Buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip. Market always comes back. I did a lot for you in telling you that when you have these great bear markets, the markets never come back. All the loser stocks are thrown out. They find the new winners. Meanwhile, the people are stuck in the bottom. You can talk to many people wiped out in the 87 crash. The 2001 to 2007 tech wreck, they never came back. They're gone forever. People don't have 30 years, if you're a boomer, to get your wealth back and wait for a market to recover. It's not going to happen. So, suck it up. Buy the shit out of oil. Again, the bottom was in with a $2 skid mark. I'm happy about that. It is now $5 off that low. There is no oil out there. Do you hear me? The available cargoes. I'm a creature of the spot market. There's no oil to buy. It's all being absorbed. Everyone's buying. You can buy $59 WTI. You can buy $60 Brent. You got to buy that shit and keep it. Oil doesn't go bad, okay? You can store it forever. Your price is going to come back. And here is the big kahuna. Production is being halted around the world as we speak. Get that and embrace it. Deep sea wells cannot produce oil at $60 a barrel. They need 80. Frackers cannot supply oil in the 50s or even the 60s. As they can want to. You can have a mandate. You can order them to. You can subsidize them. You still can't get the oil. The reality is that the price is below the reality of the cost of materials, the cost of production, the cost of crews, the cost of leases. And there's nothing that can change that. Last thought, this whole trade war is nothing but theater, kabuki time, okay? Are you really going to fall for the bullshit? This is a show. This is a negotiation. Like I said, you go high, they go low, you meet somewhere. 10% duties will be the order of the day. Access from U.S. manufacturers to world markets will be the day. Factories coming back, run by artificial intelligence and wonderful robots. Look, I don't want a guy covered in grease, breathing the fumes in a spray booth, dying, okay? I want somebody in a white smock and a clipboard, you know, with a palm recorder in their hands managing these factories. And that's what's going to happen. Okay, so it's a whole new reorganization. Look, you went to the industrial age. You invented the steam loom. You invented the manufacturing factory. Okay, this is just another change in the development of how we make things and how we sell things and how we buy things. That's all this is. It's resetting the scale. And when you look at every major reset and how mankind operates from the steel age to the bronze age to the plastic age to the silicon age to the robotics age, there's great relocation and great losses, and many people get wiped out. It's a resetting of the clock. Now, if you're smart enough to understand that and can position yourself, oil is going to zoom. Stock market is going to crash. It's going to reset at values more realistic. Real estate is going to crash. It has to. You can't afford a $300,000, $500,000, $600,000 home for the middle class people. They can't make enough to do it, no matter how skilled they are. I mean, people are going to soup kitchens that have $100,000 a year salary. Think about it. People have no money. They've got a closet full of shit they'll never use. They got clothes they'll never wear. They got Chinese plastic dog shit that doesn't work in breaking. Okay, they're buying things they don't need. This is a tax on excess consumption, and it's damn well about time they do it.